So we're holding now Parshas Vayikra by Hashem. So the pasuk says, and this is Parsha, Fed Parat Yosef, Fed Parat Alaayim. What does it say? Oh, Parshas Vayikra. I think to. Page Ayin Gimel, second year. Shana Shmiya, page Parsha. Fine. So it says in this week's Parsha, Fed Parat Yosef, Fed Parat Alaayim. That a charming son is Yosef, right? A charming son who is over the eyes. Those beautiful eyes. Nearly we see after the Shemaya. Seems to me. Hine. Behold. Basur Mera Shilaz Nosef. That we know that the mitzvah is always, you know, what we have to do in this world is Sur Mera, stray away from the bad. Basay Tov and do good. That's what we're here for. Sur Bashar. In the Sur Mera of Znus by immorality, Yeshlosha Mina Tik. There are three types of tigboris of strengthening. La Adam al Yitzhar. There's three types of wars which a person has to overpower the Yitzhara. Ha'echad, one, the mice is in action. Shemonea atzma, a person has to hold himself back, ma'asos ra, from doing evil actions. That's level one, which is the easier. Level two, which is harder, hasheni. Be'mara enayim, what the eye sees. Ki, yesh gover al yitzhara, there are those, they could overpower and have strength over the Yitzhara, lebulti asos meister ra, not to do an evil action. However, any achal is garbage, they can't strengthen themselves and overpower the Yitzhara, the mara enough with the eyes. Lebulti yistakal isha, not to look at a woman. Lechem, therefore, tigbar zu, this strengthening shem is gaber gambe enough, that he also strengthens himself with his eyes. So Utzem Enav, he closed his eyes, Mir Osbirat, to see bad. He Yaisegadel, this is even greater, Mitigboris, from the strengthening Shemis Gabriel and Meister than from action. Because it's harder to strengthen yourself to guard your eyes than to guard yourself from action. Bashlish is the third level, Gadel Mikulam. This is greater than all of them. Who this is? In Misgaber, if a person strengthens himself, Gabba Machshava, even in the thoughts. In his mind, levilti not yasho, not to think machshava ra, evil thought shall niyof of immorality. Ki yeshka b'mara enav, you can have a person who does strengthen himself with his eyes. Aval ena yachol eskara, but he can't strengthen himself gam machshava, also in his thoughts. V'zeh yeshivcha sheyesfa tzadik. This is the praise yes. Again, we said there's three levels. One person, he could overcome doing bad evil actions, but he can't overcome straying after his eyes. Another person, he could strengthen himself over evil actions and straying after his eyes, at least on a certain level. But then, it's hard for him in his thoughts. The highest thing is to clean ourselves from all three. From action, from the actions, from actions with our eyes, and from thoughts.
Speaking would be considered the first action, the first level?
Speaking is
refraining from evil speech.
It's speaking in itself is the first level. It's part of the first level, and also the second level. It's also thoughts. So, of course, you speak about what you think. Your speech is an expression.
First or the third level, like, it's depending on.
It also depends. They're all dependent on each other, really. Okay. But the hardest one, we're going to level of how hard they are each to overcome each level.
Speeches.
What?
First level is
mice's action. Right, he's saying speech could go into. It's usually separate speech and action. Well, here, if a person is speaking, then that means they thought. Mm-hmm. If that means they for sure messed up in the thought. Fazel Yeshivcha Yosef HaTzadik. This is the praise of Yosef HaTzadik, all of Hashalom. Right, what does it say in this week's parsha? So what does it say? It says, Shegavar al Yetzar, he overpowered his Yetzar. B'davar zeh shalif, and this thing of immorality, Eshes Patir, the wife of Potiphar, gam machshava shalai, Chazal stay on him, even Yosef HaTzadik, even control his thoughts. It wasn't just an action, he didn't fall to the action. Even in his thoughts, he controlled himself. And he overcame the Yitzhar. Lakach, therefore, Amar B'Seinu Zah, Chazal say, Yosef, Mishalai Nasulai. Yosef, what was from him, they gave him. Meaning it was Mida Kenegan's Mida. Since Machshava, Shalai Chashava Ba'adheira, since he didn't think about doing the Avera, and therefore he sanctified his thoughts, therefore Tekare Chachma, therefore he was called the Chacham. Therefore he got Chachma. Because he controlled his mind, now Hashem gave him a very, very powerful and strong and smart mind. He got Chachma of Hashem, he got all types of Chachmas. Like it says, by Yikru Lufan of Avrich, they call him an Avrich. What is an Avrich? Every guy learns is an Avrich. What's an Avrich? It comes to Chazal say, it comes to, it's an acronym. It's Av B'Chachma, he's a father in wisdom, and Rach B'Shanim. Avrich is two words. Av B'Chachma, Rach B'Shanim, which means Av Rach. Avrich is, stands for Av B'Chachma, Rach B'Shanim. Got that?
Right.
B'Shanim, in years. He's Rach, he was small. Rach means he's soft, he was very young. Rach B'Shanim, he was very young in years. So this is Tzadik, right? He was Av B'Chachma, he was a father, he was a genius in his mind. But Rach, he was, so he was young, B'Shanim in years. So we see Yezve Tzadik, when did he become such a Chacham? He got this huge level of Chachma by the story of Eshes, the wife of Potiphar. Because he didn't fall even in his thoughts, then he overcame, he didn't want the bad. So he said, okay, you don't want to think bad things? I'll give you, I'll shower upon you real Chachma, Chachma of Hashem, Chachma of Torah, Chachma of everything, every type of Chachma. He had Chachma in business. He became a real Chacham. Because me, the cannabis of a person, what do we learn from Yosef HaTzadik? If a person wants to, let's say they want to learn, they want to get Chachma, real Chachma, they want to come close to Hashem, they want to learn, they want to learn Torah. So the more we run away from the other thoughts, we overpower ourselves without having bad thoughts, then Hashem says, oh, you don't want to have those thoughts? So I'll give you now Chachma. I'll give you good thoughts. And I'll shower upon you, I'll open your mind. You can understand Gemara, you can understand Torah, you can understand whatever you want. Understand things in the physical world, the spiritual. Even Parah, who is a Rasha, Amar Allah, he told Yosef HaTzadik, "Ein nava mechacham kuecha." There's no smart person like you. Nava means you know someone who understands, and a chachma, yes, chachma. Because there's no one as smart as you. Even Parah understood. He saw him. Say Parah, I'm sure he had very smart advisors. He saw Yosef HaTzadik was the smartest of all of them. So Chazal said, when did he become so smart? Specifically, when he overcame this test with the wife of Potiphar. He wasn't born so smart with such chachma. He was born great, but he got this high level of chachma after this story. Well, as that, I mean, this is what it says. Ben Paras Yosef. Ben Paras Alain, what does it mean? Ben Paras Yosef, he's a son of charm, meaning the Maisa. First of all, even in action. He didn't fall to do a bad action. He didn't fall to have there in action. Then it says, Ben Paras Alain. He's a Ben Paras, the son of charm. He's so great, even higher than the eye. What's higher than the eye in the body? Even in the mind, which is higher than the eye. So it says, Ben Paras Yosef, he was very great, very charming, even because he didn't fall to action. So therefore he didn't fall to action, so now he became great in action. Also, Ben Paras is a charming son, Allah Ayn, even higher than the eye, meaning even in the Machshava, the thoughts, which are higher than our eyes. That also, he became very great. So Gam Machshava Shiva Mayach Shula Mayla Mna'ayin, Sheneskadish, that he sanctified himself, Gam Mekdushas Machshava, also in sanctifying his mind, Shetekbar Shala, that overcoming that, the overpowering this, Hula Mayla Mitekbar Shala, is even higher than the eye. I mean, we know Rahu says the main immorality is in the eyes, because that's because the eyes see and then the mind thinks. And really the highest thing is, even the highest thing to control is the mind. Even higher than the eyes, it's harder to control. That the hardest thing to control is the mind. Vihine. Oh, no, that's known from Chazal. The Mara Enayin, that someone who looks with their eyes, Ne'esar Ba'be'ezeru Shalni of Yoser. That just looking at it by immorality is very bad. Asher Chazru Chazal, until Chazal considered Mara Enayin, a person who looks, the Ishizar are a foreign woman, Kegufa Shalavei, like they did the Aveira itself. The eyes are so bad that says if they did the Aveira itself with this woman, that's what Chazal say. It says if they did the Aveira itself with this woman. Lachain, therefore, Gama Machshava Beniyof, even the Machshava Beniyof, Mazekas Harbe Yotzer, it damages much more Misha'ar Aveiras than other Aveiras. So other Aveiras, you think about doing the Aveira. Okay, you thought about doing Aveira. It's not a good thing to think about doing Aveira. If you don't end up doing it, it's not so bad. But a Machshava, an immorality, is very, very destructive to a person's spirituality. The Chmir Ba'yesi, they were very strict about it. Chazal were very strict about it. With this parashi, we see after Shmai, we explain the remez. My remez is a remez of Chazal say Shalom. The Gemara says like this: Kol right Shabbos Taf Samach Tanadis. Kol Makav Sha'asru Chacham. Any place where the Chacham made it usher, they said it's forbidden to do something. When they Maris Ha'ayim, because what people will see. Then Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim, even in your innermost chamber is usher. Like we're going to speak about soon, Halacha, that you're not allowed to hang clothing on Shabbos. So it looks like you washed them. You're not allowed to spread out clothing on Shabbos. Because it looks like you washed it.
Not because it will get dry.
I mean, you're trying to dry your clothing. Right. We don't think you're doing it just because it's going to get dry. We think you're doing it because you actually washed it on Shabbos. So it looks like you did an Isra of washing. So, now, what about if I'm going to spread these clothing in my back room that no one ever goes in? I'll lock the door. No one's going in. So what's the rule? The Gemara says, once Chazal said it's Usr, even in your innermost rooms, it's still us. Even if you lock it, double lock, and no one's going to see you, and I'm the only one in there, still Chazal made a rule. So whatever they forbid you to do, because you were afraid people will see, even in the innermost chambers, you're not allowed to do.
But you're allowed to dry clothes on Shabbat?
So if, we'll speak about it soon, we're going to speak about halacha soon, now we're just getting into it. We're going to speak about it soon. Also, now he's making like a drasha in these words of this Chazal, saying, what does it mean? Right, that's the simple meaning is, if you're not allowed to do it because we're afraid what people will think, and they'll see you can't do it even in the innermost chambers. Ritzel, I'm meaning to say, call makam any place sha'asru chal hestaka. He's saying, yes, you got this shot. Call makam sha'asru maris ayin. Any place is also for you to look with your eye. It's var erba because it's something which is a forbidden thing to look at. As a filu b'chadri chadam, even in your innermost chambers, in your mind is also asr. That's what it means. He's giving another pshat like a pi. He's making like a remez. That's what Chazal said.
It comes from the mikre. Or the mikre, when you go out, as in my mikre, there is a place where you put up the towels. You can do that.
You can put it down in the bin. You shouldn't spread them out.
They have a special to hang. So you can do it?
If, we'll speak about it soon. Okay. If that's the place where you always hang them, because that's every day.
Usually I take the towel in my home, but I should not.
But it depends. If you're hanging it there, because that's just a place to put it, you're not hanging it to dry. So it's convenient. No. Mikveh is a mikveh. You don't go. You're not allowed to swim in a mikveh. You go in a mikveh, not to swim. You go in and out, walk in, dunk, and come out.
You can relax.
No, you can't relax. You're not allowed to relax in a mikveh on Shabbos. It's even a heter. Even it's a big machlok. It's even going to a warm mikveh. Really, to, according to Shulchan Aruch, it seems you have to go into a cold mikveh.
To pack so, or a,
also, it's got, it's a little. Yeah, the halachas you have to learn before going to mikveh. Yes, you have to know the halachas before going to mikveh on Shabbos. You have to know, but it's a very hard thing. The highest mikveh is Shabbos morning. The Kaf HaChaim says the mikveh on Shabbos morning before you daven. It's higher. It's considered like the before the mikvah the Kohen Gadol went before he went into the Kodesh Kodashim.
No people don't even take a towel when going to
Shabbos. Oh, that's also, it's another chumrah. Don't take a towel on Shabbos. But basically, if before you do it, just ask. You're not doing it.
That's far down the road.
Okay, but before you do it, just ask a Shabbos.
No, it's going to happen
tomorrow. This Shabbos.
But you can't dry up.
You could dab yourself. You can pat yourself. It's hard. It's true. It's the next level. If you want to do it, just ask someone how to do it the right way. So you don't, because it's very easy to do an Isra on Shabbos. Some people go to mikvah. It's not worth it to do an Isra by squeezing yourself. You have to make sure to do it the right way. If you want to do an extra thing, just make sure. Basically, you go to the mikvah. You can't sit in there. If it's a warm mikvah, you can't sit in there. It's just a special heter. If it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to go in and out. Go in and out, and then dab yourself. You're not allowed to squeeze the towel. You can't squeeze the hairs. Dab yourself lightly. You can't really dry your hair. So bring your hat with you. So then it will just.
Right. On Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard because you can't squeeze. So if you know how to do it the right way, it's a very good thing.
Are you familiar with people that don't go on Shabbos because of the
problem? There are some people who they're afraid, and therefore they don't go on Shabbos. Yes, there are some people who are so afraid of doing Chilul Shabbos, they hold for them it's not worth it. But the rest of us go on Shabbos and just do your best. There is such a thing.
You don't take a towel. It's also
Nachon. The Apikabali, you're not supposed to dry yourself off altogether, especially on Shabbos. You're not supposed to dry yourself altogether. Leave the mikvah water on you. That's even hard. That's
it. I'm going to try to do it this
Shabbos. There you go. Do a drip dry.
Drip dry. In the winter it's hard. In the summer.
You get a cold. You get sick.
But anyway, we could go to work. Start working on the mikvah Arab Shabbos. Then you'll first let me get to the mikvah Arab Shabbos, and then you take your shower after. Yeah, Arab Shabbos is very hard. The Sfarim write that you can't get your extra neshama on Shabbos if you didn't go to the mikvah. Right? You know, on Shabbos you get an extra nefesh ruach neshama, and at a certain level. Rav Eliyahu Lapyan, he wasn't a Chassidish, he writes that Rav Eliyahu Lapyan, he writes you can't get the Tosefes Neshama if you don't go to the Mikvah Erev Shabbos. Basically, it's a good thing if you want, or at least.
I know people who go to Mikvah twice on Shabbos. Oh, before Mitzvah.
That's
crazy, right?
And
crazy Jews. And before Mitzvah. Oh.
Yeah, fine.
That's so, the rabbi, you know?
Yes, yeah, so there are some.
I think you're crazy.
Oh. No, you're not crazy. That's good Jews, don't worry about it.
It's fine.
Don't be like me. Be like some more Sadiq.
So that's the. That's a difference, but it's a different topic. The mikvah is a different big topic. Really, if a person doesn't go to the mikvah, but also there is another, it's not as good as a mikvah. A person could go under a shower. In the time of Chazal, it's called Tisha Kavin, which is about if a person is not going to the mikvah, you should go to the mikvah. If you're not going to the mikvah, especially Erev Shabbos, you could, even if whatever, if a person takes a shower, you could stand under the shower head. For a normal shower, it's not just dripping. For a few minutes, it's also a level of some type of.
Huh?
It's a level. It's a level of purification.
Right.
It's Tisha Kavin, especially people Arvim Kippur. It's they say it's you know.
Take a shower. Is everything just take a shower?
Stand under the shower head. For
you got to be careful what type of water is under the shower.
It's not shelter.
Every water, whatever.
Erev Shabbos.
No, not Shabbos. Erev Shabbos.
If you live in a community, there's no mikvah.
Or a person not on the level of going to the mikvah, it doesn't work out for them. They could stand on the shed. It's still a level of purification. If a person not going to the mikvah, it's not nothing. It's
most
definitely.
Jews, I'm assuming they take a shower after
shower. Nachon, so if you take a shower.
Is this like, do they have to have a kavana that you're doing it like for there? Everybody takes a shower, do they automatically have that same level?
If you're standing under the water for a few minutes, it could be when you do something with the right intention, it always works. But yes, to a certain extent, it does help to on a certain level.
Is that part from the Gemara that we were talking about?
Tisha Kavan.
Because there was a bit that if you
yeah, so
people
these
that
days,
didn't have the mikvah after relations, they pour so much water on yourself.
Tisha Kavan, right? They did Tisha Kavan.
Where that came from?
Yeah, it's Tisha Kavan. Arvim Kippur also, but basically, person could. It's a level. It's not nothing. A person should know that they just stand under the shower without doing anything. Stand, you got the water shower over your head for a few minutes. Doesn't have to. Whoever falls, it falls, but it goes
is
over your head.
When it is cold.
No, that doesn't have to be cold.
Sure.
Yes, the best thing is going to mikvah. It's not nothing to do with Tisha Kavan.
Yeah, see, my prayer goes. My prayer goes.
Okay, so I guess.
About. What else you do? You're coming here today? That's gewaldig. What else could I tell you?
Yeah, everything's chassid. Everything's chassid from Hashem. Whatever we do, whatever we can get, it's not all or nothing. That's what I'm saying. There is a mikvah. There is a thing of taking a shower, Tisha Kavan, 9 cubits. I don't know what they say today is because I don't know how many gallons exactly it is. To have a cheshbon exactly how many guys. Basically, stand in the shower for a few minutes and with the shower showering over your head, and it is a level of a purification. You can do it every day if you want. It's not a mikvah. It's not a level of a mikvah. Someone's not
that's
going
why
to.
People sing in the shower.
Oh, that's
I'm not joking. That's why people sing in the shower.
I'm not joking. Well, so you might as well sing.
It opens up the heart.
Okay. Just don't sing words. Don't say the words. You can't sing the words, but sing the tune.
But even secular Jews sing in the shower because they don't realize that.
The mayim has a yeah. Mayim even physically has a very spiritual power. Even just water.
People who sing in the shower and never sing out of the shower.
Yeah.
Huh?
Why? That's the reason I'm telling you.
Come on, so in the shower, don't sing out of the shower.
Oh, so now, so
those are people. That's the voice. Makes them
better. Like no one hears that. They get in the shower. Yeah, there's once we talk about from Hashem, we talk about mikvah on Shabbos morning. He wants to some of the. I don't know everything. We'll say some of the important things to make sure you go into the mikvah Erev Shabbos. Now, if you're a Sfardi, really? Really? According to Rav Adi Yosef and according to Shulchan Aruch, really? You should, really, according to the halacha, if you're up on that level, there are places where make it's just know what Rav Adi Yosef holds. You should not go into a mikvah that's warm, meaning more than lukewarm. Lukewarm you could still go into because Chazal really made it xeri. Now they take a bath on Shabbos. Now they take a hot bath. Right? Chazal made it xeri. We're afraid you're going to heat up the water. However, for a Dvar Mitzvah, for when it's a Mitzvah, they were lenient. But according to Shulchan Aruch, for a man going to the Mikvah Shabbos morning, there's not really a heter to go into a hot Mikvah. According to Rabbi Yosef, he holds that's what Shulchan Aruch holds.
Correct.
According to the Sfarim. Now, so first of all, that's the first thing you have to know. That if you're Ashkenazi, there are more opinions to rely on. Even some Sfarim are going to warmth, that's what they have, that's the Mikvah you have. Or for sure, for Ashkenazim, they have to the Chassidim. They go into a mikvah that's a hot mikvah. They'll go into a hot mikvah.
I don't understand.
It's good, you know, good, it's good, it's true. It's true, you don't say we're not going through the sugi now. It's true, I agree.
I don't understand why we still have, you know, with the mikvah we go to, why do they have to be mikvah? Why is the hot one working on Shabbos?
I don't
understand.
Because according to some, you're allowed to go in. According to Ashkenazi Peskin, you're allowed to go in and then go out. You're not allowed to sit in it. Because the only reason you're allowed to go in is for the mitzvah of dipping yourself to purify yourself. So therefore, you're not allowed to sit in there.
But you're not saying you have to. You're allowed to. You don't have to go there. Go to the cold mikveh.
If you can, but so let's say it's in the winter. It's hard to go into the cold mikveh. You're right. The best thing is
to have a little warmer. Why?
Not every place has three mikvahs. Not every place has three mikvahs.
He's got it all. But you got it all.
Why?
You
have why they do that?
I don't know. Ask them. Speak to the mikvah manager. But not. Let's say you have one mikvah.
You will.
I feel that that's removed.
So speak to them. Cool. Speak to the guy. You go there every day.
I pay the miser, okay? Are you aware of it that the mikvahs that are left on Shabbos are usually warmer than they are during the week?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I'm telling you what it is.
Okay. Could you know why?
Could you be colder on Shabbos, maybe?
You know why? They put it to 100 degrees Erev Shabbos and they leave it. They shut off the heater.
I don't know. Maybe the Shabbos that's what they do. Doesn't turn off. I don't know what they do.
They turn it on to 100 degrees before Shabbos. And my Shabbos morning is supposed to cool down. So it ends up hotter sometimes.
Maybe because not a lot of people are going in the mikvah, that's why.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, you're in the room. No, in this mikvah that's packed. It's Shabbos morning.
But I don't understand why. Nobody goes in.
Okay, let's continue.
I don't understand why
they're turning. Okay, fine. I don't know. Speak to the manager. Anyway, let's continue over here. Fine, let's continue over here.
Help with this. It's important.
So I'll speak to the manager. We can't help him.
Maybe we have ideas?
Okay. Afterward, whoever has any ideas for Menachos Mikvah issues, you can speak to them afterwards.
Come on,
he wants to become the Menachos the Mikvah manager. So Rav Rebbe is asking an important question. He wants to know, what do you need to know for someone who wants to go to Mikvah Shabbos morning? So I don't know if I'm saying everything. I'm just saying on the top of my head. First of all, if you're Ashkenazi, that you're going to go into a hot mikvah, you have to go in and out. You're not allowed to stay there and enjoy it just for the heat, Shabbat. You have to go in and out. However, you dip as many times as you want, but as long as you're dipping, you're good. Finish dipping, leave right away. You can't sit there just relaxing. What's that? Please wait, we're trying to get through the halachas. Then, another halachas. When you come out, to make sure when you dry yourself off, not to squeeze your hairs. It could be an issur d'oraisa of squeezing. When you dry yourself and you take a towel and you squeeze yourself and you dry your hair, it can be as a derisa of squeezing your hair. So therefore, to be careful, your hair is hard. You could dab yourself. Take a towel and dab yourself with a towel lightly. Dab yourself lightly.
But
make sure.
Pants.
What? It's true. If you have pants, they have to drip. Well, it's true. So most people, you see a lot of guys in the
chassid. Places where you don't have hair, there's not a big problem.
Right. Places where you don't have hair, it's not such a problem. Right. But most, right. Depends what age you are. However, now, there are people with pace. Also, you see a lot of guys, they come into Shabbos morning davening. Their pace are still all, they're not nice because they can't make your pace because they're all wet. You're going to squeeze. So most guys, they put them around their ear, then they figure out different things. And then later, when it dries more, they fix them and they can, you know, make them what's called. It's true. It's, you can't sit there twirling it before.
You're going to
be squeezing your pace.
All year.
What?
Yeah,
that's not going to pay.
He goes to the mikvah on Shabbos and beautiful after he gets out, no matter what happens.
Nachon, so I'm saying what happens is if you go to Chassidus Shul, a lot of people's pays aren't, they just went to the mikvah, they're not going to be, it's not going to be done like they just did their hair. Right, and I don't know what else. Right, so basically.
Because the Torah says you can't do it as long as it's not permanent. It's not a permanent.
But you can't squeeze.
We're not talking about making the pants themselves.
I'm talking about making it when you're going to squeeze. Good. Once they're dry, just make them. It's fine if you want to twist them. One second. Now, make sure not to dry. That's a different issue. Not going to talk about that now. Now, it's a good question. Why? It's hard to have it. It's hard how to do it. But you shouldn't take a shower after, preferably. If you really need to, ask a rabbi how to do it in a mutter way, one limit at a time, in freezing cold. Well, before, you shouldn't take a shower on Shabbos. It's
really?
The best thing. Shouldn't take a shower.
Cold?
Even a cold, even one limb at a time. That's an interesting mikvah. Most mikvahs. Say, fine.
Take a shower before?
No, don't take a shower. The best thing is don't take a shower.
No shower.
That's the best thing. Unless you want to have to have a rubber, have it exactly. It's also complicated.
Anyway,
basically, don't squeeze yourself. When you finish, don't squeeze your hair. Basically, your hair has to stay a little wet. So basically, if it's in the winter time, bring a scarf, bring something to cover your head, bring your hat, and you can dab yourself. You don't have to stay at walk out soaking wet. And basically, you're not so dry. Your clothing dries you more than your towel dries you. Your undershirt will dry you more than that. But it could be it's sitting in the mikvah too long is isur d'rabbanan, and squeezing yourself when you dry yourself is isur d'oraisa. You have to be very careful not to do all these things on Shabbos. You have to be cognizant. don't isser yourself up right after you came out of the mikvah.
When we're just doing a regular nitzliyah down with our hands, like,
is there... Nachon, it's not a problem. If you could dry hands. That's so much here. It's not what they say, you're allowed to dry hands. It's a good question. You're allowed to dry hands when TLC died. It's not so much here.
I mean, you can do the same thing with your hands on your body? Or
unless you have hairy hands.
You dab it.
Yeah.
So usually most people dry their hands.
It's
not so much here. It's not like a problem. So much. Now, there is apikabala now. There's another thing, not to dry yourself at all. So it's good for the summertime. In the wintertime, it's hard. There is apikabala. Don't dry yourself at all. Leave the mikvah water on you. That's already Menachem's level. That's Menachem's level. That's already...
I don't do it, but I'm saying it's probably the best.
Now, hold on. There is such a thing, but most people can't do it. So, and
I can't.
And therefore, it's not going to help.
That's why a lot of people out the mikvah won't shake their hand, because they want to keep the mikvah, they want to keep that purity of the mikvah on them. So they'll
really?
Shake like this. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't want to touch the skin.
They don't want to see.
People are going to see guys. Yeah, so why
can you really sprint or run? Or is that considered drying off also?
No, whatever you do, it's fine. As long as you're not squeezing yourself, you let it dry off. You just can't squeeze yourself. Hopefully, you dry off. You can sit under a heater. If a heater is blowing at you, if you find a blowing heat out, you can stand under the heater. You're allowed to get dry.
You're
allowed to dry yourself off. You can stand under a heater. The heater is blowing. Stand under the heater and dry yourself off.
If you move and the heater turns off, then you're in trouble.
You have a funny type of heater. Well, it has
put your hand in there, it goes.
Oh, no, not that type of heater. No, that you can't do. You can't put your hand under it's going to go on. From the shul, let's say you go to your shul and you have a heater for the heat. I'm not talking about the heater, the hand dryers. Okay. Then you're going to do it on jobs.
24/7.
Unless they should leave it on. They should leave it on all the time to stick your head under on job. Fine. So basically, now what do you do with your towel? You come out of the mikvah, what do you do with your towel now? What do you do with your towel?
In the basket. What do you think?
Let's say it's your own towel. What if that's? So now if you hang it on Shabbos and it's wet, it looks like you're hanging it to dry, and you're not allowed to hang things to dry on Shabbos or spread things out to dry. Actually, you can't spread things out to dry because it looks like you washed it on Shabbos. It's my sign.
Even if everyone knows you went to the mikvah.
So here's the shiloh, is what about if everyone knows...
putting their towels on this one thing.
Right, so that's a good question. So
it
depends. So first of all, if it's the derech, that's where you always keep your towel, it doesn't look like you're putting it there to hang dry. Let's say some mikvahs, you always leave your towel there, you hang it on the hook, you come back the next day, it stays there. So there it's not a problem, because it doesn't look like you're hanging it to dry, it looks like you're just hanging it.
What is the problem? You take a plastic bag and throw it there.
Not everybody has a plastic bag.
It's the Shabbos.
No one wants that thing to get moldy. No one wants a moldy.
What's the big thing?
We're asking what if. We want to what's on us.
How many people have only one towel?
I
have one towel. Because you're a wife, you go to mikvah that has towels. My wife doesn't let me take it. Every time I lose the towels. Every time I keep losing all the towels.
Where do you get the towels from?
Oh, that's what you get. Oh, yeah.
I have a place where they get towels, so it's not a problem.
It depends. Also, you can take it home with you, but the problem is, what do you do with it now? So if you want, if you have,
leave it in the
mix. You could put it in a hamper if you have a lot of towels. You just want to dump it in it for the laundry. Very nice. But let's say you need it for tomorrow morning, and or there's some you want a towel. You might need to dry your hands. You might need it for something in your towel.
People only have one towel.
Yeah, because you want to make a towel. I'm telling you, start taking your own towels and keep losing them. You're not going to have permission to get one. I'm telling you.
Big problem with Shalom Bais.
Listen, you're the one doing the laundry.
Right.
You stick to one
mikvah. Yeah. Also, I imagine every day I come with a new towel. I can add more laundry.
I'm fair to your wife.
Okay, he goes to the mikvah that gives towels. That's why. A different thing.
Yeah.
Not on your level.
That's like a gym membership.
Yeah. So basically, just make sure don't spread it out. Because if you hang it in a place where if you come home with your stiff, and you hang it on the same hook, you hang your towel every day.
Yeah.
So it's fine, because it doesn't look like you're hanging it to dry.
So I have a question, because that just happened to me recently. I went away for Shabbos to a shul that I'm never at. But every time I go to shul, I hang out my towel on the hook, just like on the coat.
Right.
Where my coat is.
Right.
So this shul, so people understood what I was doing. I wasn't over anything.
No, so again, if it's a hook, because that's where you're just putting it there, because that's where until you go home, so it's not spreading that to dry. It doesn't look like it's to dry. It's okay.
Yeah, I did it outdoors, because
say the fun, but it's fine. But the point is,
so
if you do,
in the sun and it dries.
Say it's okay as long as your point. It looks like you're doing it to hang.
Home on,
I'll tell you, as long as you're doing it to hang it, it looks like you're not doing it to dry. The main thing is if it looks like you're drying. But if that's the normal derech to hang your towel on that hook, not to dry, just because until you go home, you know, where else do you put your towel? I'm going to put it on the floor. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to put it on a hook.
Uman.
Yes, what about Uman?
Days,
Uman.
Let's go to Uman.
What?
Do you have to take a towel for every day or what?
What are you doing, Uman?
Rosh Hashanah.
You take it to your... Preference. You figure it out what you do. Every person... Or no, also, there also,
you
I'll tell
dry
you...
It, not
you can't
it,
dry. You can't hang it to dry. Let's say, again, you have a hook. It will dry automatically. It's on a hook. It doesn't look like you're drying. It's allowed to dry automatically by scientifically. It's going to dry. Even if you don't make it dry. If you hang it on a hook, it will dry eventually. Right? So you're allowed to hang it on a hook. You just can't spread it out in a way that looks like I'm officially trying to dry this towel. Because then it looks like maybe you washed it. If you're going to put it, you can do that. You just can't spread it out in a way that looks like you're officially drying it now. If you hang it up on a hook, it dries. I'm not doing anything wrong. There it's going to be, mutter. Now, what about a towel that fell into the mikvah? Your towel fell into the mikvah. We're in the mikvah now. So now.
Now it's in the bottom of the mikvah, you're stepping on it.
You do what Rav Arish does, you don't wipe yourself. Goodbye.
Fine. So basically, you're not allowed to move this towel. Or if it got soaking wet, let's say something spills in your house. This towel, you have to make be very careful if this towel is really soaking wet, because you cleaned up a spill, something spilled. So if you pick it up, you're going to start squeezing. Right? So if a towel is really, really soaking wet, depends. But if it's a sponge out rag, if it's a rag, then you don't care if it doesn't bother you if this rag is soaking wet, because during the week also you'll leave it soaking wet till the next time you wash it or whatever. It doesn't bother you. Right? So then we're not afraid if you pick it up that you're going to want to squeeze it out. You have no like taiva to squeeze it out. It's my rag. I'll pick it up. I don't need it in my middle of my dining room for the whole Shabbos. I'll put it near the washing machine instead. So if you don't, you're not mopping on this bag because it was a huge spill. You put the sponge out rag over there. So you're allowed to move it carefully without squeezing. We're afraid, the whole area here is we're afraid you're going to squeeze it out because you don't like that this thing is soaking wet. It's bothering you. You don't want it to get moldy and ruined. So if it's a sponge out rag, a towel that's made to get soaking wet, you don't want it to bother you. So then, You could move it. We're not afraid. Then, what's it called?
Yeah, can you take the spongy towel that's all...
Oh, see, he even says the case. He says the case of the mikvah. See, it's not a joke. He says, if it's down a bag that falls into the mikvah, and you don't want it to stay in there, it's going to get ruined. So then, there's a halach like this. A halach is called bring 10 people. Bring a lot of people that will carry this soaking wet thing together.
Why 10 people?
Because then you'll all remind each other you're not allowed to squeeze. That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos.
I got an easier way. You take a plastic bag, you put it in there, put it inside.
You're not allowed to move it.
Plastic bag. You know what? I tell you, you have to pay for plastic bags all the time now. You know that, right?
But you're not allowed to move it.
I don't know.
It's muksa. We're afraid the minute you pick it up, you're going to squeeze it.
What if somebody did take it out of the mikvah and put it on the ground? Do they have to do shuva for that now?
Yeah, because they do shuva. You guys. Yeah,
but they didn't squeeze it out. They didn't do it.
You didn't do the derais, but you went against the rabbana. You went against the rule of the rabbana.
So meaning, when there's no 10 people that's telling the
mikvah. So therefore,
people. That's
you want to take it out of the mikvah because it's going to disgust people.
You know what I'm saying?
Take a pail of water.
You must take it out water, because of that reason. Other people don't know.
But still, you're still moving it. You're still moving it. Get a few people to do it together. Get a bunch of people that will remind each other. Shabbos, we're not allowed to squeeze it.
Underwater, you go underwater. You put it inside of a bucket.
But how'd you get it in the bucket? You did muksa. It's still muksa. Because we're afraid you're going to squeeze it. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to do it. Because you can't.
Basically, you shouldn't do it yourself and you should take it out of the water. Correct? You should not leave it in the water. You should take it out of the water.
If you want to, you can do whatever you want. It says you could, if it bothers you. Then what do you say, Ramesses?
Aren't you worried about it bothering other people more than you?
So you speak to that mikvah manager.
No, but the if somebody like that, you should take somebody else to help you take it out
and
put it
aside. Ask the guy in charge of the mikvah. Thursday says if it bothers you that the towel is going to get ruined, then do it. Everybody else go walk on the side. You don't have to step on your towel.
Why should the towel get in the mikvah?
We're saying let's say it fell in the mikvah. Let's say it fell in the mikvah. Usually shouldn't get there. So
the better idea.
Well, don't.
You're taking a shower, you hung the towel on.
Sometimes, before I go in, and then you hang it over the bar. Sometimes it falls in. So I'll tell you, it happens sometimes. You go to the mikvah, especially Friday, so there's tons of towels on the bar. And some of the towels, it happens to everybody once every Shabbos. I'm saying, it happens. People line up on the mikvah. They each throw the towel over the bar that's going down. And there's too many towels. One of them falls in.
Can happen, but it's not
awful. You got a bunch of people to get take it out together because you're all going to remind each other you're not allowed to squeeze the Shabbos.
But
I don't know if it has to be Rav Shechter. A bunch of people. A few people that will remind each other. I don't know. Then have a nice time.
Okay, goodbye.
Now, let's say you're clothing on, you get soaked. You get caught in a rainstorm. Then what do? You're walking in the rainstorm, you get caught. You're soaking by the rainstorm. What do you do?
Go home, clean your clothes.
Are you elastic? Fine. So we're saying, are you allowed to keep on wearing them? And while I'm wearing them, I might end up squeezing. Like, I'm drenched. My coat, whatever it is, got drenched.
Shrinking.
So then,
shrinking.
It's shrinking. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know. I'm spread. It's going up. Then, al-halqa, you're allowed to walk with it. However, you're not allowed to put them next to the fire. However, you're not allowed to spread them out next to the fire. Why? However, could I stand near a fire now? You shouldn't stand near a fire. You know why?
Because
then you're cooking the water on your clothes.
Oh. Wow.
See, I don't think of that. I see Chazal is smart. They think of always the step ahead of you.
But cooking has to be a certain...
Cooking the water. We're talking about they had real fires. You don't have, you have a real fire?
But a radiator's okay.
A radiator, if it's not going to cook your water, then it's okay. Proud.
Yeah,
you can stand near
the
other. But don't spread
reason?
It out.
A health reason.
So take them off. You're allowed to take them off.
Take
get new clothing.
Off and you,
so
and
change.
You're cold. Can't you stay near the fire to get yourself warm?
You're cold.
You don't even have a fire. You have a second change of clothing.
No.
Now that you
I have a question.
We're talking about the clothing. What's that? You're wearing the soaking wet clothing.
Clothing
and that's your only pair of clothing.
Put no clothing on. I can stand by the fire all I want.
Well, just be sure to carry a plastic bag.
How do you take it off without squeezing?
It's okay. Take it off. If you take it, then you have to be very careful.
What's the term for that?
What?
When you're doing something because you're in the middle of doing something.
It's a grammar. It's agav. It's what? It's I know what you're thinking about. It's misastic.
That's what it's called, right?
Yes. So they're also...
And you accidentally squeeze it when you're removing the clothing.
Right. Obviously, it's to get hot enough that it's going to be cooking fine. Now, what about...
In the mitzvah, you need 10 people to take this towel out.
Nah,
and at home, you can take it off yourself.
There's difference with your clothing on you and off you. With the clothing that's on you, we said we're not so afraid. It's different than we have to realize also. We're not so afraid. It could be once you take it off, you can't move it anymore. Take your clothing off. You can't move it once you took it off. You don't have to get sick. Chazal don't want make. The only thing that's there, you have to realize, Chazal always, they went to the person and they said the person, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wear soaking wet clothing the whole Shabbos. Take your clothing, then don't touch them anymore. Once you take them off, then don't touch them anymore. And then next time you get...
Isn't it worse to take most out of the mikvah with 10 men? That's a public violation.
But Chazal, who said it's mukzah, and the reason why it's mukzah, they said it's mukzah. They said the reason why it's mukzah, why is it mukzah? A towel isn't, in essence, mukzah. Only because they made it mukzah because they're afraid you're going to squeeze it. So Chazal said, if you have enough people reminding you not to squeeze it, we take off the mukzah. Chazal did it, not us. We're not making rules. It's all for the Gemara.
When the ten men take it out and they put the towel somewhere, somebody else might take the towel.
So they should help them. So
what
should I do? But it's not my problem. So he should learn halacha. So what should I do? What?
The best thing is not to touch the
towel. No, I know it's the best thing. Maybe not. Maybe you're ruining your towel. I don't know if that's the best thing. Maybe you're ruining your towel. Maybe you're not supposed to ruin your towel.
If you're pointing it to the towel, probably the best thing is not to leave it alone.
Maybe not going to the mikvah is the best thing. Maybe just not even go.
We're just going to grab a fall into the mikvah. It's not, it couldn't happen anyhow. You can have a huge spill in your house. Let's say, one time I have like a whole bottle of Ma'idin water, like 5 gallon bottles, it cracks. What are you supposed to do now?
A lot of things happen.
Things happen. So now I'm not only mikvah. So I think it has a huge spill. The kids, they spill, I don't know, they take a whole bottle of water, turn it over.
Yeah.
They take a whole bottle of water just for fun. They take the whole water cooler and they push the thing down until the whole thing's finished. So then what do you do? So then, now I want to clean. You don't have to have a puddle of water in your house the whole Shabbos. So now I put a towel down. Right? Now, can I move the towel? Now the towel's soaking wet. Soaks 5 towels from 5 gallons of water, it's soaking wet.
You put the towel down, no problem.
You're like, put it down. Yeah, put it down.
This happened to you with your kids?
Yeah, it happened. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Having your grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, make the old water cooler. Have both. First of all, they did the water cooler and the thing broke. I don't know how they managed to crack a water cooler thing with the water. I don't know.
The water just came all out.
Yeah, but they crack. I don't know how crack. They're like sitting on it, playing on it. The thing cracked. Not like a crack. You know those thick water things?
It should be healthy.
They cracked.
And well, and
it's like this mom's a mom. Like, man,
what do?
What I do? We did. So also, it depends. It's also complicated because different sponges, I'll tell you the truth. Different sponge sticks, some are mutter, some are usters. I borrow, first of all, the regular sponge sticks. You know, the regular sticks that you do like. The blue ones, that it's really a foam that's going to squeeze the foam. So those you can't use on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use it. So my neighbor has a rubber. You have to get rubber. The rubber, anyway, more expensive, but there's different types of rubber ones. But rubber, it's not squeezing. It's like rubber brush that has a rubber piece. You're not squeezing anything. It's just, you're allowed to move. So you're allowed to move water on Shabbos. Yes, that's fine. As long as you don't squeeze, borrow your neighbor's rubber squeegee. Don't use your other medicine. Fine, Shkech, we'll stop over here. I don't know if Rabbi is speaking, but...
He's not speaking?
Nah. Rabbi George, please.
Why?
Rabbi George is coming. Rabbi George is coming?
No, he said nothing's happening.
He's coming? But he's coming. Who, you spoke to Rabbi George?
No, Rabbi Gross.
Rabbi Gross.